Blog Talk Radio.
Hey, y'all.
welcome everybody to the KIRP Radio Show. Another beautiful evening, man. I want to welcome to the show right now. I'm not going to waste any more time. Since we played them out last night, I got some apologies to make, man. I got some cheese to eat, as they say. Shout out to the Barnes Project. Welcome to the show, folks.
Hey.
Hi. Can you hear
me? Hey, how's it going?
Everybody's like, hi. Hey, hi. Listen, first of all, I have to apologize to you guys because last night was a total disaster. Shout out to my techs, man. They went back and fixed all that horrible music that we tried to play over such a lovely song. But it was, man, that was bad. I went back and listened to it, and that was horrible. So we did fix that. I'm sorry. Yeah, man, my bad. I really owe y'all for that. I gotta figure out something I can do nice. Maybe send y'all a fake fruit basket or something like that. Put on this. Anyway. So look, man, I'm excited to have you guys here. Definitely, I'm going to step on some toes here for a second. I'll probably get some calls on this one. But definitely the hottest gospel group that I've heard in a lot of years come out of Wilson, NC. And everybody know I'm going to speak my mind, so it is what it is. So you guys can definitely take a bow over that. And who wants to speak first, man? Who wants to agree with me on that? Who thinks you guys are the hottest group to come out of Wilson, NC, maybe ever? Who agrees with me?
We can't speak.
We just, yeah.
God be the glory.
Listen to the Barnes Project trying not to step on those toes, man. I can dig it. Y'all let me step on the toes. Y'all keep doing what y'all do. What you do, you definitely do it well. And I'm just going to take a second because we got a lot of people listening, man. Shout out to all the listeners out there. I want you guys, if you will, to please introduce yourselves. And let's start with ladies first, if you will.
Okay. This is Brittany Collins of the Barnes Project.
And hey, this is Val of the Barnes Project.
And I am Follow Everybody. And I am Brandon of the Barnes Project.
I missed somebody in there. I must miss Makai. He got covered up. I think Brandon was trying to talk over him that time.
Oh, yeah. I'm Brandon of the Barnes Project. I don't know if you guys heard me or not.
Got it. All right, we got you guys.
Okay, cool.
I'm sorry, I couldn't hear you. Somebody's breaking up really bad. I'm not sure who that is. Are you guys on speaker?
Yeah.
Okay, I'll turn your volume down so we'll get that taken care of here. But anyway, let's get the party on the roll, man. I want to begin by asking you guys. First of all, I've seen a lot of videos, and I've stalked your YouTube channel. I've been singing your songs all day at work. People looking at me like, I don't know, they think I'm lovesick. You know, they don't know what I'm saying, and I'm definitely not singing loud, but they know it's R&B or some type of soft music, and they don't go to gospel when it comes to me because at times I'm probably getting on their nerves by using a few words that I'm not going to mention on the show right now. So I doubt they think I'm singing gospel, but I am. And the first song that really stuck in my head that I've been singing every single day is Faith, which is your title single. Brandon, you could tell us about how did the title single Faith come about? Like, what made you guys pick Faith as your title single?
Well, I think it has a very deep meaning. And it was co-wrote. I didn't write it, but Benaiah and Brittany and I think Val had collaborated on this song together. And Benaiah, I believe he was trying to come from the perspective of Brittany. Being Faith has a double meaning in the song, and I think Brittany can better explain it. But it's a really deep song, and it's very it catches your attention. Very emotional, and the music is great on it. And I think Brittany can better explain it as far as the meaning of the song.
Okay, no doubt, Brittany. I won't steer. As a matter of fact, I won't steer the questions to anyone, you guys. So you can definitely jump in when I ask this question. I'll just ask it to the group. But yeah, Brittany, if you could explain it better, please.
Okay, cool.
the song was started, Benaiah started writing the song and wrote both of the lyrics, actually. He wrote it to me, my perspective. He's my brother. He watched me go through pregnancy and everything. Just kind of me being pregnant with my first child, find my faith and just brought me to the end, and it was very, very, very trying and new and scary journey, you know, being a first time mother and everything. Just he wrote the song from my perspective. And my daughter, her name is Mahalia, and her middle name is Faith. So the song is directed towards her as the mother, but also pregnancy with her helped me find my faith.
That's big. I love that. That's shout out to Faith too, by the way. Faith, we got you in here, baby. You made the show. Yeah. let me ask you guys a question really quick. Is there anyone listening to the show like in the background? Does anyone have it allowed? Because I'm getting some feedback just a little bit when you guys talk. If not, could you move a little bit closer to your speaker, if you will, your mic.
Okay.
Yes.
Is that better?
That sounds way better.
Appreciate that. You know, we don't, us fathers and us male men around here with all our testosterone and our chests poked out, you know, we don't really know what you ladies go through with that experience. And, you know, we think we know, you know, we always say, you know, you know, we've been around and we see what you go through, and you know, your feet not swole. They always look like that. You know, your hands not swole. They always look like that, baby. I'm going to rub them for you anyway. I mean, you know, we get that part, but we don't understand the personal connection that you guys have. And what better way to describe it? You know, what better word to use? Faith. And I think that really seals the deal. I mean, when you talk about faith, I mean, what can be better on this earth to have than faith, and what can be better on this earth to have than your child, you know? So I think that's beautiful. I want to play the record. You know, we're going to play the record if you guys don't mind. Y'all cool with that?
Oh, go ahead. All right.
All right, so the Vaughn's Project title single, correct me if I'm wrong, Faith, here it is. Check it out, folks.
Basis for my hopes and dreams, the thing that's keeping me alive, it unlocks the door to my highest high. It's my faith. I can climb the highest mountain, I can swim the deepest. Thank you. you, Faith. I am forever free.
I need to get a round of applause in here. I can't work my board like I'm supposed to, but definitely a hot record, folks. I know that you guys all agree. And, you couldn't pick a better title single, you know. I don't know. Did you guys take a vote on what will be the title single? I mean, did anybody think that there was another record that should have been the single?
It happened. I actually produced it because I wrote it, but I was about to produce it, and it became what it became. It was just like a no brainer. And once it actually materialized.
Well, I like it. That was pretty simple. Well, I like it. I'm glad you guys chose Faith, and that's B.I.G. in my book. So, let me get a little bit of background, right? I like to, and again, I've seen a bunch of the interviews, and I know a lot of people, they know pretty much the responses that you guys are going to give. So I'm not even going to ask the same type of questions. I'm gonna get real in depth, and I want you guys to really tell me what you're feeling and, you know, how you feel about this and what you feel about that and what happened. So I'm just going to say, who's got the worst habit in the group? Like, who's got that one habit that gets on your nerves in the studio? And I'm a music guy, so I already know what it is. Don't get in trouble, though.
So, to be safe, I'm going to say that I have been within the group. So nobody else has to say
it. Is that Brittany?
Yes, this is Brittany.
So you're leaving food everywhere, right? You're the one? Doritos,
no,
all that?
No, I'm going to tell you, Brittany is a perfectionist, and what she does is she will come and do a take that is, like, amazing, and then she will give this face like she just did the worst thing in the world, and we're looking at
it. And try to redo it.
Look, the truth come out. The truth come out and try to redo it. Val, you're quiet.
Huh?
I'm sorry, I didn't mean to cut you off, Brittany. My bad. But I said Val is quiet, and she back there like, you know, she ain't got no habits. Come on now. I know you got something. Toenails.
Too quiet. Yeah, that is actually true. We kind of have to pull things out of her, like if she's not feeling something, you know, feeling happy with what's going on, like, what is it, and, you know, then she'll tell us what it is, and then we fix it, and then it turns out way better because of her input, so it's okay, I'll
nice.
Take it, I'm just in the group.
All right, we got that out of the way, so Brittany is the perfectionist, shout out to Usher over there, who's the David Ruffin? Who's late, man? Somebody's late. Come on. Who's late all the time?
Late?
That's
what I was about to say before they started talking about perfectionist stuff. I was going to say that I'm late all the time, but then they wanted to start, you know, complimenting the stuff to make me feel, you know.
And Brittany and Val ride together, so she makes Val late.
Oh, Val. I'm sorry.
I think me and Benaiah are the ones that are usually on time for the most part.
Hold up, the men, the fellas are on time? Man, shout out to y'all, man. That's real. That is real.
I see.
So Brittany is Usher and David Ruffin. Like, she's going to come late, and then she's going to tear it down, and then she's going to want to do it over again and make y'all stay late. I know how, that's how it goes. I get it. I see now. I see. That's what's up. So, all right, let me move it along, man. I want to loosen you guys up, man, because and the reason I ask those questions, I'm not trying to turn anybody against each other, but the reason I ask those questions is because the magic really happens in the rehearsals. You know, the most amazing things happen in the studio that aren't really talked about a lot, and you know, so many things happen that you forget on your journey to creating, you know, your project that. And it goes by so fast that, you know, you really never have time to sit down and reflect and go, you know, you don't have time to take it all in because you're trying to, you know, you got a goal, you want to make sure you accomplish it. And I get all that. So I know from an artist standpoint and being in the industry, I know what you guys go through. I've seen it firsthand. And it's not always pretty. You know, I think people from the outside, they don't appreciate the projects that you put out for what it's really worth because there's a lot of time, there's a lot of money. Blood, sweat, tears. I mean, you pour everything into the project. And when I hear a project like this one that comes out of a place where Wilson NC, the word amazing comes to mind, but it's something much more bigger than that. You know, it's something much more better than that. I mean, your music is tight. Your lyrics are tight. Your vocals are tight. Shout out to you guys for the vocals, man, because I know that took a lot of rehearsing. So, you know, everything is tight. And your package, your photography, I mean, everything is tight. So, you know, one of the questions that I wrote down here, I just wanted to ask you guys, you know, how did you create such a project or how did you perfect such a project? Like, what kind of conversations took place where you actually sat down and say, okay, you know, here's what we got to do or was it that way? Or, you know, what transpired to create such a perfect package? I guess my question is.
Well, I'd say that I'm sorry, was Brandon talking?
Oh, go ahead.
Well, yeah, and then I'll let you finish. But no, like, I like to say that we set out to make this album, but this album ended up making us so many different directions from the time we started just to this next and.
Brandon, what do you think?
Well, I was just going to hit on another point. Like, people always, they hear our music and they say, man, your lyrics are tight, your music is tight, I love your pictures. And basically, we've been blessed enough to have people in our circle that do all that stuff.
Yeah.
So, all the promo pics, all of the our lyrics and our track, like, we have everybody in house. We're not like outsourcing to other people, and I think that's been a plus for us and our group.
I like it, yeah. Ladies.
Yeah, I was actually going to say what Brandon just said, and I guess to add to it, the team that we have around us, it's like we're all coming up together. We're all grinding together. It's like no one is above anyone else. It's like we're all learning and we're all just sewing into each other. And that's how we win. We win by seeing someone get exposure because that's how blesses us as well, you know. So I just think that it's really great that we have people that we can grow with and who can sow into us and we can sow into them. So I think we've just been blessed that way because not everybody has that and we do. So I am really, really appreciative.
Yeah, shout out to Rashad McNeil with R&M Photography for doing some amazing photography for it.
Right. And then we have a graphic designer by the name of Rich. who did, he didn't do anything with an album, but he did a lot of the promo pieces.
My girlfriend's son. He produced a track on
and
that.
He produced one of the passes. Right. So we have an amazing team of supporters. Like, we support them, they support us, and make us look good. And we do the same
thing. There's nothing wrong with that at all. I didn't get the name of the last producer. It was kind of going in and out a little bit, and I definitely want to give this man his justice. So could you repeat his name if you would?
Marshall Hamilton, 13 years old.
Wow. 13 years old.
Yes. He's a graphic designer. He raps, he sings, and he does all kinds of stuff. He's a great, very, very talented young man who, again, like I said, he's learning from us. You know, we kind of have taken him under our wing, and then he's also helping us in the process. So that's kind of how all of our social things work. And he's been working for us so far, and we just want to know we're all headed together.
Man, that's what it's about. That's what it's all about right there, having a strong team, a faithful team, and then having someone that you can take under your wing, you know, who has his own skills, you know, something that he can bring to the table at 13 years old. If that's not special, man, I don't know what is. And let's go to Blue Skies, man. That sounds like a nice transition. We're going to go to Blue Skies real quick, and we're going to play a little bit of this record, and then I'm going to come back and ask you guys about autographs. So coming up right now, man, the Barnes Project. If you guys don't know, check them out online. You can check them out on Twitter, @BarnesProject. Right now we're going to play a record entitled Blue Skies by the Barnes Project.
The picture and forget the frame, foundation buried underneath the big name. We go on with our life and never take the time to recognize skies of blue because of you and see the change. Now
man, oh man, that was Blue Skies by the Barnes Project, one of my favorite records ever in life. Let me tell y'all.
Me too, man, buddy.
If you don't like that record, you belong in The Walking Dead. You can't be alive. You must be a zombie. There's no way. That's the hottest record. That's one of the hottest records I ever heard in my life. Everything was tight about it, and I was going to save it for last, but, you know, it was a good transition. So definitely got to go with the flow.
It was produced by a friend of ours, Will Anderson, who produced a major – actually, he's an executive producer of the whole album.
Yeah,
but he sent us that track, and when I wrote to it – this is Benai, by the way. When I wrote to it, the track kind of reminded me of like a Stevie Wonder type deal, like Songs in the Key of Life. And it just inspired some of the deepest, dopest lyrics I've ever had to come through me. So, yeah.
Right.
Where were you when you wrote that? Like, do you recall where you were when it first hit you?
I was on my couch. It was like, because he emailed me the track. And so I was listening to it, and it was like around 11 o'clock, 12 o'clock at night, and I was on my couch in front of the TV, and, like, I listened to the track. I was like, let me just, like, open up the file. And I listened to it, and it immediately inspired me. And so I just started recording right then on my iPhone. I, you know, made some voice memos and whatnot, and we went from there.
You didn't sleep that night, did you? Tell the truth.
Nope.
Hey, no way you slept that night, man. Come on, man. I write too. There's no way you went to sleep that night. Y'all, I promise y'all.
Oh, yeah.
He called y'all. He texted y'all at 2 in the morning, didn't he?
No, he let us sleep. We got it when the sky
blew. Yeah.
Yeah.
Somebody got a text message about that. I ain't trying to hear that. Somebody got a text. Seriously, though, man. B.I.G., shout out to you guys. I mean, definitely another dope record, man. And you know, let's get into another one. Let's play Everything. Y'all cool with that?
Yes, sir.
Yeah,
all
right, Everything by the Barnes Project. Check it out.
I'm living for you. 'Cause you
Sorry, man. I was excited. I was just running my mouth. Mic not even on or nothing. Jesus Christ.
Hey, that's good. That's good.
I had to make sure the mic was on because I was in here singing. I was like, okay, I ain't going to do that. But I was in here rocking. And, you know, I wanted to make sure my mic was on. So, anyway, that was everything about the Barnes Project, man, who I have with me right here live. And if you want more information on the Barnes Project, you can go to YouTube, folks. Check them out on YouTube, man. And let the folks know what your YouTube channel is. Someone, please.
Our YouTube channel is youtube.com/ The Barnes Project.
Instagram, The Barnes Project. Twitter, Barnes Project.
One more. Website.
Yeah, Twitter, Instagram, Facebook.
The website is thebarnesproject.wix.com.
/ The Barnes Project. Google us, man.
I hope everybody's getting that. Google The Barnes Project. You cannot go wrong. If you do not buy this, listen, this album, who tried to give me a copy of this album? I wouldn't take it. I said, I got to buy this album, and I'm going to buy another copy. And I hope that everyone out there listening will buy a copy of this album, because you have to support people when they have talent such as this and they pour everything into giving you nothing but great music and inspirational music on top of that. I mean, man, you guys really, I can't say you outdone yourselves, but man, you really put together something special here, and I love everything that I'm hearing about this album. So let me backtrack for 1 second. Everything, where did that concept come from? Who thought of that, and, you know, how did that transpire? But I don't want to hear the beginning now, not that part. I want to know what happened in the studio. Like, when you went in the studio, y'all went to knock this down or rehearse it for the first time. What transpired on that day?
Wow. Well, the track, first of all, was produced by my nephew, Gerard Barnes, and also he teamed up with Will Anderson in the studio. But that song was actually written a good 4, maybe 5 years ago. When I wrote it, I had it in mind for this project because we had just finished up our debut album, The Blessing. But it's like, you know how you can write and then you know that it's not, you know where it's supposed to be. And I knew it had nothing to do with that previous project, but this is the project that we had it in mind for. So... I think Brittany has Val has more insight as well as how things actually went down in the studio.
Dude, I was just glad I got a piece. I was going to go ahead. If I'm not mistaken, by the time the vocalist got to the studio on this particular song, the music had already been done, and like the beautiful intro that you hear in the beginning of the song, that was completely live instrumentation. I don't think it was completely live, but there was a lot of live instrumentation there with Will, Andrew, right? Andrew's there? No.
He was there.
Yeah, Andrew Barnes, also our nephew from the Barnes, who's in the band, and Will Anderson. So they did that first, and then by the time we got there, the vocalist on that particular song, it just kind of went. I mean, it flowed. I don't know. It was just a great experience. I don't know what to say. It was a great experience, and it flowed well.
They're trying to keep all their studio secrets, but for all my KIP listeners out there, man, they're trying to keep all their studio stuff quiet. They don't want to tell us what really go down. Like, some people got some stuff that they do in there that they don't want to tell us, trade secrets, but that's cool. That's cool. One day I'm going to put a camera in that piece, and y'all can start find out what y'all do to bang these records out. There's got to be a formula, and I want to know.
No,
it's just creative people.
It's just like our voices know each other so well. And so it's I don't want to use the word magic because that's not what it is, but it's a special anointing in being family and being able to trust each other vocally and grow together the way that we have. So, yeah, every time we get together in the studio, it's love.
See, hold on a minute. Let me, hold on. See, us folk that can't sing, you know, the people out here that can't sing, y'all make us sick with that. Our voices just know each other so well. That's stuff that people that can sing can say. Man, y'all make me sick, man. What next record we got? Take me some singing lessons or something. Heaven. Heaven is a place we all want to be. Right?
Yeah,
that's
we all
a place where we all want to go. I'm sorry, I didn't hear that.
I said we're gonna let Brandon have all of that. He did his thing on that song, Benaiah. You know, Benaiah also. They killed that.
Well, guess what? I ain't gonna play it now. Then I'm gonna play it. I'm just playing. Here's Heaven by the Barnes Project, man. Check it out. TheBarnesProject.wix.com// I don't know which one. Just Google them. The Barnes Project. Here it is. Heaven. Check it out.
If I were to gain the whole wide world and lose my soul, what good would it do me if I had fortune, silver and gold? Tell me right now what happens to it when I'm gone. What do they say about me? What does it even mean? All I know is what I know. All I see is you. In front of me, but what I'm realizing now, they were temporary things. I need to build my hope on things that I return home. Nobody else will do. Now I'm chasing out. To my words, 'cause I mean it. Money, fame, and cars, you can have it. Everybody out here trying to grab it, but if it ain't you, I don't need it. Listen to my words, 'cause I mean it.
I'm not afraid to
That was Heaven by the Barnes Project, man. Shout out to everybody out there. Can I get my round? Man, I need my producer in here tonight. I'm sorry, y'all. I can't get my round of applause up fast enough, but I'm a clap.
That's good. We'll take that. That's good enough right there.
Dope record. Dope records right there. Who's signed an autograph yet?
We all sign autographs. Every time we have an event or something, we have our table set up with our merchandise, and we all do
meet and greetings.
We sign autographs, sign the albums and posters and things of that nature.
That's nice right there. Y'all up on y'all merch game. I like that. What did it feel like to sign your first autograph? You guys, let's start with Brittany, then we'll go to Val, then we'll go to Benaiah, then we'll go to Brandon.
Cool.
Well, it felt great to sign our first autograph. It was actually something that we didn't really think about. Our manager, excuse me. We need to get it all twisted. Okay.
Hey, that's a big inside joke to all of us, right?
Okay. Wait, give me one more chance. My husband,
your manager.
Was the one that suggested that we do the signings of the CDs and everything. Not anything that I ever thought about. I was like, nope, nobody wants who wants our autograph, really? But, you know, our manager, he has kind of like a why not sort of mentality. You know, when we think that things aren't really feasible or things aren't really possible, he kind of pushes us and says, well, why can't you do this? And now it's just become sort of a norm, and it feels great. It doesn't. It's a very humbling sort of experience that anybody would ever want us to sign anything. So I appreciate it.
I would say that she just took the word that was just, which was it was a very experience. Like who me? You want my husband? Yeah, but.
Yeah, me. I've been signing my autographs since I was a kid, but like actually doing it for this in this moment is like Brittany said, it takes on a totally different meaning. It's more humble. And speaking of humble, I just wanted to make sure I shout out Marshall Hamilton, who produced the track Heaven. Again, 13 years old, produced the track Heaven.
Man,
and I guess for me. I guess I'm in the same similar boat as Benaiah, but I was signing autographs not because of me singing, but I used to play football, and you play at a pretty big college. You know, people gonna ask for your autograph all the time. So signing my autograph wasn't a big deal to me, but actually sharing those moments with my family and my bandmates that it made it all the more special. So.
Oh, Brandon,
that's so sweet, man.
Come on.
Oh my God. Look, Benaiah just hit us with a little bit of KC a while ago. Yeah, I've been signing autographs since I was 3. You know,
I've been practicing just because I wanted to be the star, but like now I don't want to be a star. I wanna be, you know, I wanna represent God, and so like I was saying, when what Brittany said, like, it's humbling to sign autographs for people who are actually supporting us and believe in the ministry. So it's taking a different meaning.
No doubt about that. I'm not knocking it. I just like making fun of everything. That's just who I am. I got a whole book full of autographs. And by the way, if anyone wants to buy a P Real autograph, you can come. No, I'm just kidding. Anyway, moving right along. What about a tour, you guys? Have you guys, you know, talked about maybe touring Eastern North Carolina or the Triangle Triad, or is there any tour in the mix?
We are definitely looking at that as an option. And what we want to do is really reach out to some of the artists, other local artists that we know and believe in as well, to do something like that with. So that's something that we're definitely talking to with Brittany's husband, my manager.
Yeah. Thank you for getting that right. I messed that up so horribly earlier.
You guys are crazy. It's a big inside joke to all of us, I think, and we obviously we know why, but the rest of the world are going like, what's the big deal? They just got the husband name mixed up. What's the big deal? Anyway. So, all right, so we got, you know, maybe a tour in the making, maybe, you know, linking up with some other artists. What about solo projects?
Well, I don't think we've gotten that far yet. We're just exploring music together right now. I don't really see that in the near future at all.
I just feel like we did it in reverse. I know that we personally had a relationship to be a solo artist, and then the group came about, and like now that I'm with the group, I love being in the group and with this group of people so much. Like Brittany said, that's not even something that we're thinking about at this point.
Yeah, I think if anything, we'll probably explore doing songs, like solo songs within a whole album, like a group album. Like I might have a solo song, Brandon might have a solo, you know, a solo song on our album as a collective effort. I think that's probably about as far as we can get with that.
Yeah, I would say that.
That's dope. I was on my heart to say that, I was gonna say something similar to what I think that was Brittany who just said. If you guys have a good chemistry, and by no means am I trying to tell you guys what to do. It's just on my heart to say, so disregard it if it means nothing. But while you guys have great chemistry together, and you have great chemistry together, I mean it comes out on records, and you can't put together an LP like this without having great chemistry. It's just, it's not even possible, not to my ear anyway, so I know what I'm listening to. So you guys even sound like, even in the interviews that I've listened to and the things that I've watched, you know, you look comfortable with each other. You look like family. You interact well. And I would say, you know, that's what I call staying honest. So, you know, as long as you guys have great chemistry, stay honest, man. Keep making those records. Keep banging those solo efforts out in the joint, you know, in the joint venture, in the group album. Bang out those solo joints, man, and help each other out. And keep doing what you guys are doing, man, because you have something special. You know, I don't know what the end game is. As a matter of fact, when I come back, I'm going to ask you guys about success and, you know, what are you looking to gain from what you do? And that's put out great music. Right now, let's go to I Want You to Know, if that's okay with you guys. Is that all right?
Absolutely.
Yeah.
All right. Who wants to introduce this record, man? Somebody introduce this record for me, please.
Want me to do it, Benaya? Who?
Okay, I got it.